Welcome to www.julia's cleaning.services. I'm Julia. I founded Julia's Cleaning over 10 years ago. I have a passion for cleaning, an eye for detail, and more than anything, a passion for service. I take personal responsibility for every cleaning job we undertake, and I demand high levels of service from my staff. If you are curious about cleaning, or have had a bad experience in the past when booking professional cleaning, please let me and my team exceed your expectations. I look forward to meeting you all. How to remove carpet dents and why do they occur? How to get dents out of a carpet? Why do I get dents on my carpet? You decide to shake things up in your front room. Perhaps a spiritual friend has told you that there's more positive ki if you arrange things according to certain principles. Whether or not you believe you've moved that old sofa in the it really has breathed fresh life into the room. However, then you see it the carpet dent, four of them in fact. The weight of the sofa transferred through its legs deforms the fibers of the carpet. The longer and heavier the sofa and the people it has seated, the deeper and more infuriation the dents. Don't worry though, they are reversible. How can I fix the carpet myself? This depends on whether the carpet is synthetic or natural fiber. First step, check the carpet label. How to get dents out of a synthetic carpet. Did you know that you can restore your carpet by using ice cubes to get rid of the dents? Follow these steps to remove marks from a synthetic rug. If it's a rug or not wall-to-wall carpet, protect whatever is underneath by spreading out some towels or a few old pieces of cloth under the dented areas on which you are going to work. They will soak up the excess water from the melting ice cubes. Fill the indentations with ice cubes. As they melt away, the marked areas will absorb the moisture. This way, the dents get swollen up by the water and will eventually go away. Of course, like with all carpet cleaning or maintenance solutions out there, make sure to do a spot test first, so you can see how the fiber's color reacts to the liquid. Leave the ice to do its magic overnight or for at least a couple of hours. The carpet fibers need time to absorb the water and puff up. Remove the leftover moisture by blotting the treated areas with a clean piece of cloth. Rub or fluff up the areas with a small brush. Once you are done, there shouldn't be a trace left from the old furniture marks. Common synthetic carpet fibers include polyester, nylon, and olefin. How to remove dents from a natural fibers carpet? The answer is steam. Put your steam iron onto its hottest temperature. After the iron is ready, apply steam to the area. Make sure to hold the appliance at a reasonable distance around 10 to 15 centimeters. Continue to steam the dented parts until the fibers get wet and hot. Note, the iron should never directly touch the carpet. After you've moistened the area, let it dry overnight and fluff the fibers in the morning to restore their initial shape. Get rid of the dents by using a professional carpet cleaning service. If all the above is a bit too DIY for yourself, rest assured that with Julia's, any carpet cleaning service booked also comes with dent removal free of charge. First, the carpet cleaning expert deep cleans your carpeting with a professional, high-grade machine. To dislodge all dirt particles in between the carpet fibers, the technician ejects pressurized water, mixed with a special detergent, into the rug. While ejecting the water, a powerful attachment sucks the excess moisture from the carpeting, along with all of the dirt buildup. What you are left with is a completely clean and dent-free carpet that is nearly 95% dry. How to prevent carpet dents from furniture? As you can see for yourself, dealing with carpet indentations isn't a fun way to spend your time. That's why prevention is key. Below, we have listed a few tricks that you can try out in order to prevent rug dents. Invest in carpet pads. Carpet pads have two major benefits. They make your rug even more comfortable and soft to walk on, and they serve as a prevention method against dents. The pads help create an extra layer under the carpet that absorbs the pressure from the furniture, thus eliminating the chances of marks appearing in the first place. Make sure to choose the type of pad, depending on the sort of rug you own. For example, a regular pad should have a thickness of between 6.3 and 11 millimeters and a density around 2.7 kilograms per cubic foot. Use protective cups. This product is self-explanatory. Carpet cups are small plate-like objects that you put under the legs of your furniture to protect your carpet. They distribute the weight of the furniture evenly across the rug pile, so it doesn't get indented. The protectors don't need any sort of installation, you just have to place them in between the furniture's legs and the carpeting. You can find this product, made from plastic or wood, so you can choose one that'll complement the piece of furniture. Make sure to move your furniture regularly. As we mentioned earlier, carpeting marks form from the weight of the furniture, located on top of the rug. The easiest way to prevent indentations in your carpeting is by moving the furniture on a regular basis. Move the items about 2.5 centimeters every other month to eliminate the chances of dents forming. The only downside to this method is that it's not that convenient if you have heavy and bulky furniture pieces. Best home improvement ideas to follow to increase the value. Home improvements are not difficult. Making home improvements do not have to be compelled to mean completing complicated tasks. It additionally does not have to mean spending the big sum of money. There are several projects that you just will complete with just a bit of guidance. In this article, we'll offer recommendations on some straightforward and cost-effective enhancements that you could do this weekend. Right contract, less headache. When building your residence through use of a contractor, add a clause to the contract that offers the builder a bonus for finishing on time and budget. This clause can encourage your builder to do an honest job within the time assigned and may prevent a lot of headaches thanks to missed deadlines and extended budgets. Simple reworks can save a lot. To improve the worth of your home, you should rely on reworking it. A house that appears new is sold out for more. Adding modern rooms or an outside area will increase its price. Think about reworking as a kind of investment and ensure you recognize what the general public need before you begin. Design a renovation with an eye to making built-in storage. Let a sofa and a broom closet is born again into a small pantry. Otherwise, you will add floor-level shelving to a coat nest for shoes and baggage. If you're renovating to sell a home, the good thing about the additional storage is the deciding factor in a buyer's decision. Lower your electricity bill. When you are attempting to stay your home cool throughout the summer, use all the fans that you just can. Ceiling fans can keep cold air current. Space fans and ceiling fans can cut back your home's energy consumption compared with cooling system use. This implies lower utility bills for you. If you warmth with a wood stove, smoke can cause your walls to become dingy, and you may repaint more often than if you heat with a chamber. Once you do repaint, it's worthy to wipe the walls and ceiling down with a moist sponge to get rid of the maximum amount of soot as possible before putting on a replacement coat of paint. Use light colors. When you rework your home, the next thing in the home improvement is to use a lightweight colored or white shingle or tile. Having a lightweight colored roof can facilitate keep your attic cool by deflecting the sun's rays. This may assist you to save a great deal of cash on your cooling and heating bills. Make cupboards yourself. When you are making a new cupboards yourself, begin with the highest set first. This fashion you may have many spaces beneath to stand and navigate as you hang the highest ones. Very cheap set are much easier to put on as there's no holding up a massive cupboard whereas it gets screwed. This makes your home improvement plan much cheaper. Are you missing an end table from your living room? Why not produce yourself? Collect a stack of your favorite paper and hardcover books and stack them on prime of one another to the height of your couch. Ensure to stack them in step with size. Largest and broadest on very cheap, and smallest and thinnest on top. Place a coaster on top, and you'll be able to place your favorite mug or accessory on your recently self-designed end table. Fix the holes. Fix all the holes in the drywall using mesh. First, spread a layer of drywall mud into the opening and around its edges. Then press the patch into the dirt so that it adheres evenly to the surface of the wall. Trowel the mud carefully over the spot, allow it to dry, then sand to smooth. Throw your plastic drapery in the wash. Add some garments so that they can swirl around with it and give it a proper cleanup. Even the cheapest shower curtains can survive one or two washings. You retain them out of the landfill and at the same time brighten up the tired bathroom. If you're thinking of fixing the flooring in your home, go with the hardwood or oak flooring. Flooring is the basic thing you should do in a home improvement process. Hardwood is easier to clean than the carpeting and other kinds of wood. It's additionally terribly strong and sturdy and appears attractive. Another advantage of hardwood is that it will be refinished from time to time. Thus, it will always seem to be entirely new. Wallpapers are cheaper than paint. Wallpapering could be a fast and cheap update for any house. This is one of the best ideas for home improvement. If you're considering hanging wallpaper in your toilet, laundry space, or kitchen, opt for wet look vinyl. This sort of wallpaper is ready to resist sprinkles, splashes, and splatters and is additionally ideal to be used in homes in even the wettest climate. Be sure to wash and smooth the wall surface before hanging vinyl, however, as any imperfections could show through. Please visit our site to www.juliascleaning.services for more information on Cleaners Northwest London.